The weekend's events kicked off today at UW Green Bay with an educational forum centered on Washington's Native American-themed name and logos. Barb Munson is with Wisconsin's Indian Education Association and heads the group's task force on Native-themed sports mascots. She refuses to speak the name of the team.
Oh, I'm not going to say it. I don't say the N-word either.
Munson's group has helped change Wisconsin state law regarding ethnic team mascots. Now, if a community member objects, the names and logos come up for review. She says pro sports helps set the tone for college and high school team names.
With every school district that we go into and to have a dialogue about the use of a mascot, we have the challenge of what about the Washington R team? Because people will say, we'll change when professional sports teams change.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell made remarks Thursday indicating the Washington team may have to change its name in the future if it offends people. Richie Plass is a radio host at Wisconsin Public Radio in Green Bay and curates a collection of offensive Native American memorabilia, which was on display at UWGB. He says the Washington team's name and logos are akin to blackface minstrelism.
That word comes from the blood running down the body of the victims who were scalped by the early Europeans for money. That's why it's offensive to us.
The Oneida Nation is a major sponsor at the stadium and has no official involvement with the protest. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.